Madison 1670 WTDY presents There's No Place Like Broadhead.
Brought to you by Buckshot Exteriors. Roofing, siding, gutters at its best. BuckshotExteriors.com.
There's No Place Like Broadhead.
Banking rules and regulations are unbelievably complex today, with identity theft playing a lead role in criminal activity. And just to open a simple account requires several IDs, a credit check, and a glance at your account history at other banks. But there was a time when banking was much simpler, and the Bank of Broadhead would know, because they have the records to prove it.
The origin of banking in Broadhead goes back to the year of 1869.
Sitting in the archives for well over 100 years are stacks of thick, ancient-looking books with worn pages filled with handwritten accounts from the turn of the century. The Bank of Broadhead CFO Judy Garthwaite and President Richard Greidebeck say the records begin about 30 years after the bank was founded.
Our charter was issued on April 30th, 1896. So these documents were calling the meeting to order and getting the approval of the shareholders to form the state charter, which we still have today, 115 years later.
Well, this book right here goes back to 1917 through 19, and this is an individual account of every checking account that we had here. And they hand wrote every single day what checks came in and what deposits came in and kept a balance of it. And this book is, as you can see, quite thick.
And even though opening account probably required a birth or marriage certificate, facial recognition and reputation was just as important because everyone already knew each other.
And it was a farming community. It still is to a great degree here. And so a lot of the people who worked here were ex-farmers, and they still are, and they knew who they could trust and who they vouched for, and they did have a lot of handshakes for loans. There was nothing signed. It was just, we'll lend you $500 and you pay us back when you can, and so it was a lot of trust back then.
And of course, another thing that's changed just a little bit over the past 100 years is security.
Back in those days, tellers had bars in front of them and then just a little slot underneath, you know, and that would have been when the bank was located over across the street when they were over there.
The bank was robbed once, so I think that's where the bars came from, to deter people from robbing it. You could shut the window and be protected.
We had an employee that worked here for 50 years, and she retired in 1974, but she remembered when it was robbed. In 1926, they actually came in with guns, and it was pretty scary for her.
The two bandits given 5 years, and five others take $8,000.
But, knock on wood, that was the only time the Bank of Broadhead was robbed. And over 100 years later, they continue to serve the surrounding community as an independently chartered bank.
They started in 1896 with $50,000, and now in 2011, we're up to $122 million.
Make sure you join us tomorrow as we hop onto a homemade go-kart and speed down Broadhead's Sugar River Raceway. I'm Lindsay Ajavor, and you're listening to Madison 1670 WTDY.